From the Middle is a founding member of the Odd Pods Media Network.
Oh, for the love.
Sorry, just clearing my Mountain Dew hole.
I got my phone hole clean today.
That's where you keep it?
You're so cerebral, and you're so developed and evolved.
Days in a river, and I was on a raft, accompanied by my good friend Bill. We had some Mountain Dew, and he had a ukulele, but those ducks were always watching us. What are they gonna do? I'm suspicious of those ducks.
Hey guys, welcome to episode number 71 of From the Middle. I am Corey Hubble alongside our dear friend Kendall and my brother Dylan. And this is episode 71. Did I say that already? We are three middle-class guys living in the middle of America, in the middle chapters of our lives, with a point of view that's somewhere in the middle, talking about just a hodgepodge of fun, entertaining and exciting things. We're super excited to have you tonight. It's 10 p.m. here on the East Coast. Some of us are a little more tired than others, but we're mustering the enthusiasm and the excitement that we get from visiting with each other and with you. So thank you for joining us. It's going to be a miscellaneous episode of Treasures and Treats. And we're excited to have you with us. Doing a little ad-libbing this evening, if you haven't figured that out already.
Guys, what's going on? Your voice has done some weird things already.
Did you say we're talking about fudge?
We can talk about fudge. We talked about sandwiches.
I like fudge. Do we want to talk about it? Is that what you said?
If you
did, I hear fudge and then treats.
If you had to be any kind of fudge.
Oh,
what kind of fudge would you be? I tell you what I would be. I'd be the impossible fudge.
In case you missed
from
it,
that's Fudger King.
That's a callback to episode 70, where Kendall posed the deeply thoughtful question: if you were a sandwich, what sandwich would you be? And he gave a lovely answer to that. I think our ratings spiked higher than they ever have, and I'm sure it's because of that query that you posed.
We finally talked about sandwiches, which people had been literally begging us for like a year.
I get it, man.
We're not done.
How can you go almost 70 episodes without talking sandwiches? Yeah.
And I haven't even talked about my love for meatball sandwiches yet. So we've got tons of material left.
We've been terribly irresponsible with this podcast, and for that, we apologize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to sprinkle it in like mozzarella on a sweet, sweet meatball sandwich. You can't just load it all up on one side of the sub. You got to have it nice and even and spread throughout.
Absolutely. Did you guys have a good weekend? What did you guys do this past weekend?
I want to tell you, more importantly, I want to tell the listeners something that my wife and I did that was like a fun date thing, so that you can laugh at me, but more importantly, so that you can propose this to your significant other and it be your idea because you heard it here. Okay.
My significant other listens to this podcast.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it'll be her idea to you, and then you can just nod along. So my wife had the wonderful idea of a spa night at our house because we're not going out and doing a whole lot.
Right.
So it was lovely. We had like some sparkling cider, and we had these you don't want to dehydrate your body or face. We had a hydrate. That would be bad. We had hydrating masks.
Dehydrated ourselves.
And we had hydrating foot booties that we slipped on. And it was delightful.
Wait a minute. Time out.
We didn't dehydrate. That was the wrong word. I'm a little tired too. Anyways, go ahead with your question.
Which body parts were being dehydrated and which body parts were being hydrated? And did you say foot booties?
Yes, yes, yes. No dehydrating, only hydrating our faces. And then we had these like hydrating foot booty things like that you slipped on your feet that had like lotion and you just leave them on there. It was delightful. We just had a nice drink, just laid back on the couch after the kiddo was asleep. Sure. We used the Calm app on Apple TV to like play ambient background stuff. It was so nice. And my contribution to this idea for the evening, because I certainly didn't order the products necessary to do a spa night, but I made sure that we had like some nice like gelato that we could have after we were done with our spa night. And we just waited for the kiddo to go to sleep and then, you know, had our gelato and watched some TV together. It was very nice.
You know, I thought your cheeks looked a little extra glowy today.
Yep. That
must be why.
That's the hydratingness of the face hydrationers.
The booties, are those essentially Ziploc bags that you put lotion in?
You could do that. Would be like the redneck DIY version of that, right? So, but okay. these had like a pattern that like your grandma's shower cap would have on them, like a floral, oddly colored thing that you like slip on, and there's a little strap that keeps it like tight on your feet. So you could still get up and move, but then you'd be squishing in this like hydrating lotion stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd be where you wouldn't want to walk around, but it was very nice. We had a lovely evening and enjoyed all of those things. So as a lot of us are at home and we're finding more ways to keep ourselves interacting and things to do at home, order some of the junk that I just mentioned, whatever it is, go on Amazon, search for it. Hydrating feet things. You're going to find it. And have a nice spa evening with your significant other. It was great.
Maybe throw an Artemis Man candle in there somewhere.
Ooh, make sure you use your Artemis Man beard oil before.
Rub yourself down with some beard oil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all over. It's not just for the face.
Nope.
It's just a hydrating oil. Mm-hmm. You can just teardrop that stuff all over.
Yep. Wax on, wax off, right on top if you need.
You'll probably need tree bottles. So make sure you buy three of them.
Yeah.
And get the matching scented candle.
That sounds perfect. I don't know if Corey's still here, but you were cutting out a little bit on the video. Yeah, I totally agree. Just do that. Buy like 10 bottles, in fact, and you're going to be all set.
And save money.
Go ahead, Kendall. Give it to them. Tell them how they can save.
So if you go to artiusman.com, you can buy all of those supplies for your spa night with your significant other. You throw them in your shopping cart, and when you're checking out, it's going to ask you if you have a code. And my friend, you have a code.
Mm-hmm.
That code is the middle.
Yep.
Tap that on in there, and you know what you're going to get? Money off.
Something like, I love it when you talk savings to me.
Something like 25%. So the more you buy, the more you save. You put in there, give or take. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Point is, we worked it out for you that you're going to save money when you go there.
Do it.
Put that code in there. And then it helps our good friend Jeff Piles out, the co-owner of Artemis Man. And it helps us out. So, so do that.
Which, by the way, that was a delightful episode having Jeff on. I don't remember the number. I'm going to look it up as we're talking. Go back to 63. If you didn't listen, Men's Grooming with Jeff Biles from Artemis Man. It was a great, he was delightful. A gentleman. We had a lovely time chatting with him. And I think it was great. Go support the lovely gentleman over at Artemis Man and help enhance your spa night.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And sometimes it's nice to transform your domicile into something enjoyable, get out of the norm of your day to day. And I'm really glad you guys did that. That sounds nice. And I love the Calm. I love the Calm app. I've been using that.
Yeah, they've added a lot since I've used it. But if you've never tried it, it's available on smartphones too. We just happened to also have it on our Apple TV. So we fired it up on there and just had this, like, she requested ocean waves. So we had lovely, the visuals and then the sound through our surround sound of like ocean waves and the beach. It was great.
You can have, you can have ambient noise. You can have people reading poetry to you. People with soothing voices, like that of Nick Offerman, apparently. Did you know he was on there?
Did not know.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So there nice. You go. There's our recommendation this week. If you haven't already, check out the Calm app.
Treat yourself to a spa night. Kendall, how about you, my man? What's new in your, what's new in the Alila world?
Oh,
their children.
My wife spent the better part of the weekend, Friday and all day Saturday, with her parents in Cincinnati, just her. So it was me and the kids. And apparently what she was doing there was working on my Christmas gift with the help of her father. That's what they were working on. So I asked her if she was in the Christmas spirit yet. Because it was, I was literally putting a tree together while I was talking to her on a phone, asking her, just hoping, just assuming that she would say yes. And then she said no. So I had to hurry up and shutter all that stuff back into the basement. It's not Christmas time yet in our house. And which, I mean, they say the first sign of Christmas is when you start seeing pumpkins everywhere.
And I'm
seeing pumpkins everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. The Christmas spirit magically falls upon the land when the very first discolored leaf hits the ground.
Who is it that says that?
You know, it's the, you know, the same, this, mm-hmm. it's the same people that tell the state of California that food dye causes cancer.
So I will say, my wife and I were discussing earlier, somebody wanted to put up their Christmas lights on her social media feed. And we both immediately were kind of like, you know what, this year, you do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. You want Christmas decorations up and it's August, whatever, middle of August. You just
forget about it. Just do it.
Yeah. And everyone else, just don't judge anyone this year. If you see somebody sobbing in their underwear in their front yard, putting up Christmas lights, let them do it.
That's right.
No judgment.
I mean, I wouldn't be sobbing. Look, I'm not sure if I'd be wearing underwear.
Tears of joy, tears of frustration. Doesn't matter. Let him have it. Give him this year.
I'd be rolling around on top of my Christmas lit bushes.
Yeah.
In the front yard. And I don't need the neighbors staring. Mm-hmm. At me, they can walk on. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I'm saying.
So are you speculating what this gift might be?
I mean, I have ideas. I mean, it's gotta be a woodworking project of some kind, because that's what her dad does. So something along those lines. And I happen to know that wood glue was involved. So obviously it was a wood something. Mm-hmm. Something or other. So, and my guess is they're building a shed for our backyard. That's my thing.
I dig it. What about you, Corey?
So my internet connection is unstable. You're unstable. So there's lightning. You can see in my window.
It's
up
starting
there.
to threaten people.
There's a bit of lightning, so if I lose you, we'll come back. No worries, folks. We wouldn't want you to miss out on this banger of an episode. So Case and I Case and I, my son and I put together, well, he started helping me put together the Lego Razor Crest ship from The Mandalorian. Yeah. He bailed like 8 or 9 steps in when he realized his job was to take things out of bags and sort them by color and not actually put anything together.
Yep.
So, yeah.
The geek dad version of holding the flashlight.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah, well right. said, Kendall. So once he bailed, I continued working on it, put these headphones on, and then played the soundtrack of The Mandalorian while I was putting The Mandalorian ship together. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't care if you're into Lego or not, but find yourself a set that is a part of a theme that you enjoy. So if you like the TV show Friends, there's a Friends set that's inside of the cafe. I'm blanking on the name of the cafe all of a sudden, Dylan.
Central Perk.
Central Perk, thank you. Mm-hmm. Or if you like... Is the
screen share coming through? I'm trying to show it to the people that are...
Sure
it is, yes.
Sure is. Sure is. If you like Stranger Things, they have a awesome set of the upside down of the house. And you can flip the house to the dark version of the house. If you like Back to the Future, they have a DeLorean set with Doc and Marty. Anyway, find a set that is a part of a theme you enjoy, and then put on some headphones or put the soundtrack of that movie or TV show on in the background, and tell me you don't have a wonderful time. You will smile. You will enjoy yourself.
100%.
I highly recommend it. So that was really, really nice.
Yeah. And so you go to Lego's website there, and you when you're checking out, it's going to ask you if you have a code, and put from the middle said that I should get money off in that box, and I'll see what happens.
Can I just tell you how much I feel like we will have arrived if Lego ever sponsors this show? Like, I just call me Joe Rogan if Lego ever says, you know what, we're going to get you guys a promo code and hook you up with some extra sets. Yeah. I would 100% be like, I'm a successful podcaster. That's right. That's what I do.
We would go Spotify exclusive at that point.
I also happen to sell stuff on the side at my day job. But
you would call up Spotify and be like, where's our money?
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good. Okay. How do I quit sharing this? How do I quit doing this?
I don't know.
Nice wallpaper, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, that's my wallpaper.
Darth.
I'll figure out a switch back eventually. Can one of you guys do it?
So anyway, so that was Saturday morning, college football on in the background. We have this lovely tradition in our home where we have soup on all day on Saturdays, and so it's kind of like always there on the stove or in the slow cooker, and you just go and get soup whenever you want with bread and put some crushed bacon on top of your broccoli cheddar soup. Awesome. And then it was a nice, relaxing weekend because this week is my first week at Amazon. And so today was my day one of that. So
nice.
Yeah. So that's,
when my delivery is a day late, I know who I'm calling.
I have nothing to do with delivery.
And that doesn't matter.
You do now.
Are you a representative of the country of the company, sir? You represent the company. You tell your boss. Tell your boss.
Yeah, if we're playing
six degrees of Kevin
Bacon. If we're playing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon with who do I know at Amazon, guess what, buddy? That's you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm on the corporate side, so tell them that I have nothing to do with shipping.
And by the way, over on the YouTube, oh, there it goes.
There we go.
On the YouTube stream, it was kind of fun to watch Dylan try to figure out how to stop sharing the screen.
Yeah, it's talk about multitasking. I should not have hidden the helpful toolbar. Shouldn't have done that. Anyways, we're back.
It's all good. Yeah, so got to meet the team that I'm joining today. They all seem super nice, and I'm really looking forward to the journey. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you're better than 50% of them?
Well, according to the fact that I passed the interview.
Like, I don't think somehow. That. I didn't say that. Someone else said that. Hey,
these are your rules. I just took part in the exercise. You do with the results what you will, you know?
Yeah. Sorry. So how's it going? Yeah.
Today was mostly setting up hardware and getting all through all the security stuff. So yeah, all good. Looking forward to it. It's a good group of people and, or so it seems. And looking forward to it.
Nice.
I just got word via text message that that my wife and I are getting a baby grand piano.
Whoa.
Wow. Wait for a second. I'm like, that's how she tells you you're having another one?
Yeah, text message in the middle of a podcast.
And then you said grand piano.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. So
that's happening. Anyway.
Is there a backstory there since we're on a podcast?
I suppose, yeah. We talk about things, and we do. No, just it's her parents. They her parents had a piano. They gave it to her older brother at one point, and then they wanted a piano in their house again, so they bought one. And now he's giving that old piano back, and we're getting the one that they recently bought. So that's going on. Just found that out. I'm super excited about that.
Air hockey, baby grand pianos.
I know.
Man, just rolling.
You need a bigger house.
Well, no, we're not doing that. Not doing that. We're settled in. We're going to live there forever. We're going to die in that house.
Okay, well, that turned.
I don't care. I'm not talking like next week, Dylan.
Oh, okay. Well,
although it is Halloween, so who knows? All bets are off in October.
Halloween that close? Are we that close?
We're 19 days away from.
How many days? It's ish. Day. It's a number of days.
It's a number of I days. Know. We're within.
Are your kids getting
weeks.
Excited? Are your kids getting excited? Do you guys make a big deal about it?
I think if you do Halloween at all, your kids get excited. Candy, costumes, running around. What's not to love, right? So,
yeah, I wouldn't know.
I think each year our kids get more and more into it. They decorated their rooms tonight with these cheap Halloween decor items that we've saved over the years. We're going to go to Hobby Lobby and buy a bunch more probably tomorrow night and let them decorate their rooms with orange lights and cobwebs. Yeah. And
sift through the Christmas stuff, see if there's any Halloween leftover.
Halloween leftover, since it hasn't happened yet. And they want to watch the Addams Family and the Addams Family Values and all the movies that are on one of the networks, the cable networks that plays Halloween movies every night. And yeah, it's kind of fun. When you grew up in the country, like Dylan and I did, and it was a relatively conservative household, that wasn't really something that you did. And if you did, that means somebody had to throw your costumed self in a car and drive you to friends and family houses for some candy.
A costume that you undoubtedly made yourself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that we're in the suburbs, it's kind of fun, and the suburbs make a big deal of it. What are you guys' neighborhoods doing or towns doing or not doing because of the, you know, the global pandemic and all?
I think that the city of Guyana, which is where I live, came out like toward the beginning of the month, kind of assuring everybody that, hey, Halloween's going to be happening. And so we're just kind of trusting that, I suppose, at this point. And what do you, I mean, for us, when you think about the experience of it, it's like social distancing is happening. Like we're not close to anybody. during trick-or-treating, you're going up to people's doors and they're opening the doors, but I don't feel like you're getting all that close to anyone. Like, it's pretty, I feel like it's easy to social distance in that circumstance. Especially if everybody's being careful. And that's where, like, my hope is that the people who are passing out candy to random people coming to their door are taking their own precautions. I don't know how naive it is of me to think that people would be that kind. But at least it's a hope. So I don't know. We'll see if we do the traditional going up to the door thing, because then that's starting to freak me out thinking about that. Like, am I trusting these people around me, or how many of them think that this whole thing is a hoax and aren't going to take it seriously, and no respect for the people around them who are trying to. So
a good start would be, like, if you go stick your hand in the candy, don't immediately lick your hand. That's stuck your hand in a bowl of candy.
It's a good point.
It's a good start. Take some sanitizer with you.
I think I'm gonna walk around with, like, keto test strips and tell people that they're COVID test strips, and I'm gonna dip it in their candy bowl before I let my kids touch it, just to be funny.
Yeah.
What was the concern back in the day that, like, some deranged people were putting razor blades inside?
Apparently,
candy bars?
That was a big problem. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, when was that going on that all of our parents in the 90s worried about? So now what my point is that now what people are going to do is just take your baby Ruth and just all over it and then put it in the basket. Sorry if that blew your speakers in your car. But,
well, I mean, I think I felt droplets in my ears. So
gross.
Yeah, what happened? Was there, like, a serial razor blade putting in candy bar guy?
There had to have been, maybe. I don't know.
This feels like a callback.
Does this
to
all,
like,
go back to the, yeah.
This feels like a callback to the Dungeons and Dragons episode that we did, and, like, the alarmist parents because one person somewhere did something weird, and, like, I don't know.
I do remember that. I also remember that, like, our parents, despite all of the public service announcements going on the Nickelodeon, to make sure your parents check your candy, I don't recall our parents actually checking our candy. So,
yeah.
Take that for what it's worth.
I never went trick-or-treating ever, so I'll take your word. I mean, they would have never checked my candy because I never went. But I assume parents were doing that somewhere. Right? That was the thing actual parents were doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that was the thing actual parents
were doing. That sounded bad. Hold on. Parents of actual trick-or-treaters is what I meant. Not actual. I had actual parents. They weren't fake parents. But I mean, parents of actual trick-or-treaters.
Right.
I thought you were saying they were less parents because they didn't let you trick-or-treat. So, like, actual.
That's how
parents.
It sounded.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's slow it down. Let's back it up a little bit and ask Dylan if he wants to talk about that.
Yeah, Corey's sending this episode to my therapist now. So they're going to ask about... So tell me more about your actual parents. No, but seriously, hey, I
and
never
if
went.
You,
so
if,
I
you, if you And if you were in therapy, we just had... World Mental Health Day this past weekend, and we are destigmatizing those that require somebody to talk to. So that would be wonderful and amazing. I am now in therapy. I have been doing it for the last couple weeks. It's wonderful.
Yes. Nothing wrong with going to therapy. It's a great idea. I don't know. Did you, Kendall, did your parents, presumably you went trick-or-treating. Did your parents check your candy? They did? No. Did you have any friends whose parents checked their candy that you know?
I don't remember it coming up in conversation around the cafeteria table, but my guess is yes.
Okay.
I assume.
So it was a thing. It was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was definitely a thing that everyone was aware of. Like, everybody. It would be on the news. Make sure you check your kids' candy because there's weirdos out there who are putting needles in your Reese's peanut butter cups. And then now it's like, no, they weren't doing that.
I think drugs was the other thing I feel like I heard growing up, that they're, like, lacing the candy with drugs.
They're
like,
they're trying to get kids hooked on the
apparently.
On the marijuana. Back then, marijuana was a big deal.
Some of my friends, that's what they were actually hoping for. Like, yeah, this is fine. Do you have the drug-laced kind?
Where's the bucket with the laced ones?
Do you have the hard stuff? I'm in sixth grade now.
Yeah. I started snorting pixie sticks and moved on from that. Anyways, you know what I would dress up as?
Wolverine.
James Bond. Dylan, don't you have something about James Bond you wanted to talk about? Aren't there some exciting new developments in that?
Wonderful.
You're really good at transitions.
What a segue to
that. That was hurtful. That was really hurtful.
No, I'm serious, dude. Where's he going with this? Oh.
All right. Well, I did want to ask. So recently, in the past few weeks, the final Bond, the final Daniel Craig Bond film, No Time to Die, was pushed back for like the umpteenth time to at earliest spring of 2021, which is a whole thing with theaters right now, to where like theaters are now, some are shutting down, some are not, because there's basically nothing to put in theaters. The new Pixar movie, Disney Pixar movie Soul, they just announced it's going to go straight to Disney Plus and is not going to be the $30 premiere access like Mulan. Okay. Really? So like there's nothing to put in theaters right now. Anyways, I do think it's interesting. I'm a big Bond fan. We alluded to it on the seventh episode by doing a Bond intro and then never talked about Bond, but I am a big Bond fan. And I think it's funny the amount of stories that have come out about who potentially could be the next Bond. So here are some of the names that I've heard tied to who could be the next James Bond after Daniel Craig. Henry Cavill, Tom Hardy, Harry Styles, Tom Hiddleston, Idris Elba, or do they gender bend it and go with a woman to play a female 007? Mm-hmm. Jamie Bond. I don't know what they'd call her. Anyways. Of that list, do you have a preference? If you were the casting director, do you have a preference of who you would pick to play the next Bond? So I'll give you those again. Henry Cavill, Tom Hardy. Henry, you do know who they are?
No, I'm sorry. Keep reading. I'm talking in my head. And it
Henry
came
Cavill.
Out of my mouth.
Tom Hardy, Harry Styles, Tom Hiddleston, Idris Elba, or any female of your choice could play the role.
I recognize two names out of that list, and I don't know what they look like.
So Kendall doesn't have a preference.
Tom Hiddleston seems interesting, but so does Idris Elba.
No.
Really? And at what point, and I think you posed this in the shared note that we use to, we actually do put some thought into these episodes. And you put, at what point does it just become a different number of an agent?
Well, so I'll answer my own question. Of the list, I think I was most on board with Idris Elba as James Bond until somebody said Tom Hiddleston. And then I was kind of intrigued by Tom Hiddleston. And I don't know why. I mean, he'd have to beef up just a little bit.
Yeah, he's a little skinny.
He's a little skinny. But I think he would give me kind of Pierce Brosnan-y vibes a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, look at that handsome fella.
I think so. Then you have the question of like, should Bond even be? So Idris Elba is an African American gentleman. And then you have the whole idea of talking about gender swapping the role. Personally, there's been like 50 years worth of movies. I don't really care if you want to make somebody who's not Caucasian male play the role. It doesn't really bother me. But I think I feel much more intrigued by the idea of, can we move on to 008? Can we jump a number and just go, because we had in GoldenEye with Pierce Brosnan, we had 006 was Alec Trevelyan, played by Sean Bean. So we actually saw another agent. who ended up turning, but we still, for a short time, there was a second agent. Mm-hmm. Is it just time to introduce a 008 or 009 or whatever and put it in the James Bond universe, I think?
Here's the problem. So if you did that, if you had an 8 and it was the Idris Elba iteration or the gender-bended iteration, they'd be like, oh, you had to change it because he wasn't white or a man. He couldn't be the... In our day and age, you can't even try to do a nice thing sometimes without the backlash for no reason. Like, let's go back a step, though. What's the reason? How have they... I don't know the stories well enough to know why after 5-6 actors or more have played 007. Is he supposed to have been, this is maybe a dumb question, the same guy this whole time, this just like classic agent figure?
I don't think it's what people are Avengers, they all kind of go together and it's all kind of one big giant story and they play off of each other. It's not that. They're individual stories. So.
Yeah. In the case of Daniel Craig, his films are a continuous arc as with him as James Bond. I think essentially how I've always watched them and assumed each actor is its own arc of films and it's a bookended universe. So Sean Connery, all of his movies are in the same universe Sean Connery. And then when Pierce Brosnan comes along or whoever else, they reboot it, they start over, and there's new bookends as long as that actor's in play.
So 007 is the icon of, and I'm forgetting the author of the books' his name right now.
Ian Fleming.
007 is Ian Fleming's timeless hero character played by multiple people throughout the years. Obviously, it's not from 1960, whatever it was, until now.
Yes.
One guy that we're supposed to have believed lived this whole time, right?
Yes, and the movies are based off of books. And all of the books, I believe, have been used and turned into movies up to this point, except Mr. Bond Goes to New York, which I'm told is one of the cheesier, less likely to turn into a film movies.
And with that, we'll be right back after a word from one of our friends.
Welcome everybody to the Montesquieu Podcast. I am...
Whoa, dude. No. This is our promo, not the show. I'm Rico.
Oh, sorry. I'm CJ, and we're the hosts of the Montesquieu Podcast.
We're fans of pretty much anything and everything pop culture, including movies, TV shows, books, video games, comics, music, and of course, Kevin Smith. Now, while we do keep our fingers on the pulse of Silent Bob, he certainly doesn't need our help in promoting him.
You got that right. We do our own thing, with inspiration from the man himself and his mantra of why not. We've got stories about celebrities, we've interviewed theories of our own for certain movies, and we can usually tend to have a great debate about anything.
We also do commentaries on movies. Sometimes we ask our fans what they want to watch with us. So if you love the timbre of our vocal cords and want to watch a movie at the same time, give us a listen.
Stay tuned every Monday. There's always something new. And if you've been good this year, we may even give you a bonus episode from time to time.
So please be good and subscribe to and enjoy Podescube, founding member of the Odd Pods Media Network.
So anyway, I couldn't believe how many Lifesavers candies actually came out.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm just glad he's okay.
Wild. It's wild.
Anyway, where were we?
James Bond.
Bond. Copyright.
Look, I don't care. I don't really care who plays Bond after Daniel Craig. I thought Daniel Craig was fantastic. I don't care if it's somebody from another country that's not English or whatever. Or girl, doesn't matter who plays it. I think my preference would be after 50 years worth of seeing movies about the same character, I think I'd rather see them make up a new character. If you don't have any more books to pull content from anymore, just make a new character in the universe. And if you've seen the trailers for the new movie, No Time to Die, he's working alongside a female character that it almost feels like that's what they're maybe teeing up. That she's not Bond, but they're teeing up maybe the next agent, which great. Like, we know there's other agents. It's not like all of MI5 is literally, is MI5 Mission Impossible? Yeah, that's not that one. It's what's the James Bond? Now I'm blanking on the organization.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm blanking. Anyways, it's not like that entire agency is set up with literally James Bond as the only field agent. So, you know, whatever, whoever wants to play him. I don't really have any strong preference or feelings. I think if people get upset about it, whatever. It's the same as them having different people play different superheroes. And I don't think
my six.
It is. What did I say? My five.
Yeah.
I was close. My six.
Yeah.
It's not like Bond is the only MI6 field agent in the world. He's just the main one. So let's expand the universe. I think that would be more interesting to people who have seen 30 Bond films than anything else. Just make the universe bigger and let's see other people interact with Moneypenny and, you know, Q and whoever else they want to throw in.
I can get on board with that.
All right. Sold. All right.
Do we have a favorite Bond?
Who do we call? Sean Connery is
it's like answer. Asking if the original Star, like, what's your favorite Star Wars trilogy? Everyone has to say Sean Connery. Nobody's allowed to pick anything different. So Sean Connery. I do love Sean Connery. He's an incredibly good Bond, but like I don't think Daniel Craig gets enough love for a lot of people like his movies. But I think he's now as good as Sean Connery at playing those roles. And he's kind of hated doing the last several movies. Like, they had to like back up a truck full of money at his house for him to play Bond again in No Time to Die. But he just keeps doing it and the movies are great. So
do you remember how mad people were that he was blonde at first? Like when they first announced him?
Yep.
People just love to get their panties in a bunch about things.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. He's seven different people have played the character. I think it's fine if the guy's blonde.
It's just not believable, man.
Yeah.
It's not believable.
Not my Bond.
It's not my Bond.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
And that would happen too if they made it somebody that was black. That would happen too if they made it somebody that was a woman. People would get all bent out of shape. Yep. They freaked out when Thor was going to be a woman in the comics.
It will always happen. It'll happen if it's another white male.
Yeah. Just like Ironheart, like Tony Stark mentors a young African-American girl who makes her own suit and goes by Ironheart. And that was its own comic run. It's fine. What initially brought up the Bond thing, the idea as a topic, because I haven't watched them recently other than I've just seen the trailers. I was watching, have you guys watched Enola Holmes on Netflix?
No, but I've heard from multiple people now that it's really good.
It is solid. I don't know that I would say it's really good, but it's solid. It's certainly worth watching. It's Sherlock's younger sister, and it's a little bit more of a family friendly, not young kids, teenagers, 10, 12 and up. It's Sherlock Holmes for them, but it's the younger sister who's kind of on the adventure. Anyways, so Henry Cavill plays Sherlock Holmes in that movie, and he's so freaking big. He just doesn't look like Sherlock Holmes. He's not a bad actor, but it's hard when you see that, like, that upside down triangle shape as an upper body, like the 90s Superman cartoon, but you see that, and I'm supposed to believe that this is Sherlock Holmes, who we always see as like kind of a tall, lanky, like the overcoat is the only thing that like beefs him up a little bit. But like, man, Henry Cavill is so ripped. Like, he's got a dress shirt on and it's just like, I don't even, with like a vest, and you're like, I don't even believe that you're Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this going, I don't even know. You're not Bond. You're like steroid jacked Bond. I like the idea of Henry Cavill actually until I watched that and I went, I don't think that's Bond. He'd have to pull, like, who's the guy who always loses? Christian Bale. He'd have to pull a Christian Bale and lose like 100 pounds to be able to like skinny down again to play Bond to where it would feel kind of believable. Otherwise, it's just going to be this Hulk-like figure like trashing people as James Bond, and it just
Bond smash.
It's exactly what it would be like. So I was watching. You should watch Enola Holmes, by the way. It is a lot of fun. But I was watching that, and I think that's where Henry Cavill kind of lost me, is potentially James Bond. He's just too jacked.
When you teed this whole topic up, you said that for the umpteenth time that the movie was going to be pushed back. And I just thought they should just stop calling him 007 and just call him the umpteenth.
That would work too. I'm good with it. That's the new agent. The new agent will be the umpteenth, and
the umpteenth.
That will be his first movie. So that's what I got.
Well, you bring up another good point, and I would love to be inside the film industry for long enough to just get a sneak peek about how all these studio heads are freaking out about what's going on and how we're completely changing the model of distribution because of all this. People can't go to theaters and stuff. I'm fascinated by what the ripple effect of this will be. Stuff going sort of straight to streaming services or straight to DVD. It's super interesting. And I wonder how that's disrupting the industry and how dollars are done. Are they saving money from like a lot of the press stuff? Like it's a really fascinating. I wonder if anybody's written on this. You guys have thoughts or what have you heard? Like, with your love of the entertainment industry, I have to imagine you've kept a little bit of a finger on the pulse of it.
Not a ton, although I do like the idea that as much as Daniel Craig didn't want to play Bond again, just think every time they think the movie might come out, he has to sort of re-jumpstart this press junket in all these interviews over and over answering the same questions every time they think the movie's going to be in theaters, and then they call it off, and then he does whatever for 3 or 4
months. He's like, oh, for the love, I barely wanted to do this.
I didn't even want to do the movie, and now every 3 months I have to do another 3 months worth of press junkets to promote a movie that's not even coming out.
And they're the same questions that they were for all of the other Bond films too. What it's like, so James Bond, huh?
The final
Ian Fleming.
What was it like to grow up watching the movies and now you're James Bond?
Isn't it weird? Fleming's
classic character, and now you wear the tux. How does that, what is the pressure like? And do you really like martinis that are shaken and not stirred?
I like how you gave an old character your own twist. Whatever that means.
In a day of the Me Too movement, how has the womanizing, never mind.
Hey.
I don't know. I would love to have somebody on the podcast who's kind of a general insider, or even just an entertainment, real entertainment, truly junkie, who could like, oh yeah, this production did this and this director said that. I would love to have that kind of person on to talk about it, because I think we're all a little fascinated with the whole industry. Like, whether you really follow it or not, you're still kind of fascinated by how it all works. And I think that'd be super interesting to hear about what they're like. How do you try to start and stop productions? Like, they're making the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson, and it like keeps starting and stopping and starting and stopping because they can't film it. Somebody will test positive for COVID and they all go home for 2 weeks. You know, it's wild.
I can tell you this, in the music world, and the indie world, so like the kinds of bands that I listen to a lot of, literally on Facebook last night came across a live feed of one of these bands where it's a lead singer and the guitar player live streaming with their PayPal link in the description. That's happening.
It's a different game. A friend of mine went and saw one of our favorite comedians, Nate Bargatze, in Columbus at the drive-in style stand-up comedy night. They got in the bed of their truck, had a bunch of blankets, a bottle of wine, pipe the car speakers through the cab window into the back of the truck and watched a stand-up comedian 100 yards away.
Yeah, drink alcohol in their vehicle. That's awesome. Yeah.
So it's just changing the game all over. It's just a weird world we're living in.
I know. DUI laws are all different.
Oh, good Lord.
I'm sure they allowed for some time and had bread.
It's a whole bottle of wine, but I ate two bites of bread, officer. Anyhow.
Yeah. It, rise of the drive-in theater. Because I think even Walmart's creating their own drive-in theaters at select Walmart parking lots.
Oh, yeah?
So that's where we are now. Yeah. At a Walmart parking lot near you, you'll be able to start watching movies.
Will do.
Wow.
That's where we are.
That feels sad.
Speaking of sad, thanks everyone for tuning into this episode of From the Middle. No, not really, but really.
It's okay. We can do a short one.
Hold on. I want to talk. Wait, so there's a topic going on right now. And we have a Facebook group. We have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Right.
That you can find us on. There's also a group called From the Middle for the Middlers. Where you can go in and post your own stuff. Mm-hmm. And honestly, of the social media stuff, I think that is by far the most fun one that we have, is that group From the Middle for the Middlers on the Facebook. It exists to essentially annoy each other and try to make each other vomit in their mouths. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we do. And what's really awesome is it's not us, these three idiots. Anyway, going on right now in the group, there's a question that has been posed. Mm-hmm. It's a meme that says dads hate stopping on road trips because all of the vehicles they worked hard to pass for the last hour get back ahead of them. And the question is that true?
Yes.
Corey, what do you think?
I think it's less about the cars and more about the ETA. So when we drive down to North Carolina and we leave our driveway and we click go on the Maps app and it gives us a time, my goal is to see how much of that time I can knock off of the arrival time.
But do you personalize any kind of relationship to the vehicles around you on the freeway?
Oh, yeah. That is a part of it.
And oh, yeah. I go through that thought process of exactly what's described there, that like that man, I want to, or at the very least, maybe I'm not mad that they're getting back in front of me. But at the very least, there's at least like one or two vehicles that I can remember in my mind that I'm just like, man, I hope I get to pass them again. And I hope they recognize me in my car and know that I'm passing them for a second time. So, I don't know. Is that one just me? Is that just me?
No, it's not just you. I was saying I agree with you. But of the two things, personalizing the car, like we're all in a Pixar movie and they have a persona. The car itself has a persona.
Right, yeah.
And shaving time off, I'm like, come on, guys. I had 15 minutes shaved off. We could... But yeah, the car
Siri is absolutely confused as to why we're not heading north on 71 right now.
Hey, you mentioned
she thinks I'm an idiot.
You ever do that thing where a car passes you, like they step on the gas to get around you, or let's say there's a 4-lane highway and they're on the other side and they just... at the light, they step on the gas to get up in front of you a little bit. But at the very next light, they end up being right beside you anyway. You kind of want to just go, was it worth it?
Take that, mother.
Was it worth it? So there's that dance that you do on the highway too on long trips.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned bread. Do you want...
You're bad at segues.
So we have to go.
No. There is, of course, a From the Middle Twitter poll about bread. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Because I have a poll for everything.
Apparently.
You guys are really good at marketing. Hey, go to our Facebook group where we annoy and disgust one another. Hey, go to our Twitter page where there's a poll about bread. Everything. Anyway, continue.
Everything, right. Not just bread, including bread.
You both have to answer.
All right, I'm ready.
First, before I give you the results, and then we can end on this, I promise. This is important stuff. Look, we talked about like cereal and people freaked out, so they're going to love this one. Which restaurant chain of the following options has the best bread?
Texas Roadhouse.
The options are Cheesecake Factory, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and Texas Roadhouse.
Red Lobster. It's easy. That's an easy one.
Red Lobster.
You're both almost Red Lobster.
It's almost a dumb question.
All right, so here's a few of the responses before the official percentages.
Okay.
Somebody replied, Olive Garden is losing, so a lot of people are voting wrong. Whoever voted for Red Lobster is a trash human.
Fine.
Red Lobster is the only answer.
Yes.
Them trash cheddar human. Bay biscuits be life.
Wait. Them Cheddar Bay biscuits. Them Cheddar be Bay life. Biscuits.
That's right. Life. That's a bumper sticker. Yeah.
Yeah. I could eat Olive
Garden. I have that written on my mirror.
Yeah. I could eat Olive Garden breadsticks all day. That's a different comment. That's
also true. Yeah.
That's true. But the cinnamon butter with those Roadhouse rolls is unmatched. Emoji crying, emoji sad.
That's not, the question wasn't about who has the best butter.
Yeah. There's also a response that's just a Red Lobster emoji. It's just a lobster.
That is correct. Yeah.
Our buddies over at Grief Burrito said they've never tried any of these and they should feel ashamed of themselves.
We have a lot to expose them to when they come over.
I can't wait.
Take a biscuit, which is whatever you call a biscuit. It's not what you call a biscuit. It's what we call a biscuit, whatever that is for you. It's bread with a lot of fat in it.
Yeah. So we're going to go with still profound on Twitter as the winner with them Cheddar Bay biscuits be life.
It's that has pulled me out of many bad situations. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Last place is Cheesecake Factory. Third place.
Very average.
Tight race. Very tight. Going to be huge winner. Very tight race. Third place at 24% of the votes, Olive Garden. Second place. 25% of the vote. Texas Roadhouse. That means Red Lobster is the winner at 36% of the votes with 148 people voting. So this is no small time vote.
This is like, this Harvard is scientific numbers.
This is very scientific. So there you go. Your segue with Brad and Twitter polls.
When is this getting published? This research.
It's already Twitter-versed. It's already there.
Okay.
See it now, like now.
Oh wow!
If you want.
And in the quick research I've done, it seems that British people call biscuits scones.
Is it the same? Because like we also have things that we call scones, and they're not the same.
People have said it's pretty much as close as you can get, but we more often have them as cakes with tea, but that's about as close as you would get to what you would consider a U.S. biscuit.
So it sounds like they just don't have them.
Isn't a scone?
Yeah, like one person said, what do British people call biscuits and gravy? And they're like, that dish does not exist in the U.K.
Did you say mashed potato and peas? No, biscuits and gravy, what you have for dinner. That's what I said. Mashed potatoes and peas. I'm not knocking it. I would actually like to have mashed potatoes and peas right now.
That's good. That's it. That's what I got.
Mashed potatoes. Anyway, take one of those biscuits and you dip it in some garlic butter and throw some cheddar cheese on top, and that is the flavor of what you're getting. They bake all that stuff into the bread for you, and then they give it to you for free. Not for free. Nothing is for free. They give it to you free or free of charge. Mm-hmm. Because saying for free is only something an idiot would do.
So the point of the last 15 minutes or so is follow us on social media so you can participate in all these fascinating discussions. And do you say for free? Are you an idiot? Let us know in the comments below. Anything else, gents?
Never.
Close her down.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of From the Middle. We appreciate your time, and I hope you love this extremely relaxed, obviously, and conversational podcast where we talk about sort of whatever's top of mind in the world of family life and geek culture and entertainment and fun, and sometimes every once in a while a little bit hinting around politics, but never really getting into it. We love you guys. We appreciate your time. Be sure to go to Artiusman. That's www.artiusman.com and use promo code The Middle for 25% off all of their goods. They don't have only men's grooming and beard care products, but they have shampoos and conditioners and lotions and candles and hats and things that you can get. At From the Mid Pod everywhere, we would love to hear from you. Do you have thoughts on any of the topics we discussed? Would you like some really bad advice? You know, there's a podcast called My Brother and I, and they have this little game where they give bad advice to people who write or call in with questions. I think it'd be fun for us to give bad advice. So I'm going to throw that out there as a call to action. If you want some bad advice.
For a change?
I was going to say, I think we do that already. It's just not a segment.
Yeah, but if you have a specific question, maybe it's a kind of a unique question or a funny question, reach out to us. I'd love to try that and see if we get any traction there. So have a great week. We'll talk to you guys next time. Episodes drop every Wednesday. We'll talk to you guys next time.